out to your ears. It's another episode of Guessing From Your Stands. It's your boy, Big Mike.
Yeah, I've never been this your boy, Earl 91.
That bitch sound different.
Nah,
your
man,
boy, Jeff,
real.
In the building.
It's the Dominican Don Dada to the listeners. Que lo que's, Christian.
You gotta talk a little more Spanish than that, brother. You gotta talk.
Yeah, where's the mi gente?
Oh, I thought of mi gente out, didn't I? Jeff,
which one?
Sometimes you gotta watch a nigga fall on his face. You gotta watch a man fall on his face.
I want to know which one of his coworkers thought of that.
I don't know, but look, man, Mike, I'm gonna ask you a question, bro.
What it is?
You can give us a real opinion on it. What the fuck is up with Carson Wentz, man?
What is up with Carson Wentz?
Yeah, man.
He's being traded to arguably the best offensive line in the league. Okay. If he does anything like he did this past year, then he's absolutely without a doubt dumpster juice. Now, my expectations for him, however, would be for him to get back to that, what it was, 2018 form, where he was in the MVP ranking until he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have all the pieces for him to do that. They have a great running game, which would take a lot of pressure off of him. I think they may need to go get another wide receiver. T.Y.'s getting older. They got Pittman. He's a young guy.
Pittman's really nice, yeah.
Yeah, Pittman's nice.
Don't they got another receiver. Don't they got that tight end, too?
They got the white boy, and they got Mo Alley. I forgot the white boy name. Jack Doyle.
Obviously, they got Jack Doyle still, right? Yeah,
he's still there.
I still think they need another receiver, another threat.
Yeah, same.
But with the defense, with that offensive line, and the running game that they have, a lot of pressure is actually taken off of Carson Wentz.
Definitely.
He's actually in position to succeed. So if he does anything like he did this past year, bro, I think the writing would be on the wall for him.
Facts.
But my total expectation is for him to get back to where he was. He got a new start, you know what I'm saying? So it could be good for him. So I like the trade. I think it was a great trade for both squads.
Definitely. And to add on that, I like the little conditional on terms if they set on the pick.
Absolutely.
If Carson bums out or if he's missing games due to injury, you know, because he's had injury issues in his career, then that pick now moves up to a first round pick. Yeah. So I love that for the Eagles. And also one of the biggest key points to that is when he had that killer year, that was under Frank Reich. That was his OC, and now that's his head coach. So now you connect it with someone who knows perfectly how to use you. You feel me?
Now, is Frank Reich also their offensive coordinator, as well as their head coach?
I think he's the play caller. He's the play caller over there.
Okay.
So yeah, he's like a Kyle Shanahan over there. So they have an OC, but he's running. He's the play caller, like a Andy Reid or something. Frank gonna know how to use him perfectly well. They've been comfortable together, and his best year was under Frank, so it's good. I think it'll work seamlessly. I think it'll feel a perfect fit.
Barring injury,
definitely. And we just hope that he gets some of those 50-50 throws out the way. And when I say that, I don't mean like jump ball. I mean like the throw that's one throw is just immaculate, and you'll be like, God damn, he threaded the needle with that one. And then, Carson, what the hell was that, bro? Like, what did you see?
I think a lot of times
we need those to eliminate.
I think he played in his head a lot, too.
I think a change of scenery is gonna do his mental way better than what Philly did. Cause I feel like with Philly, that whole background noise was week in and week out. I feel like, you know, there was loss in the locker room. So I feel like with Indy, that's gonna be all cleared out, and he's gonna have like a fresh restart. I think he'll do way better.
Not only that the fan base in Philly is totally different from the fan base in Indianapolis.
Hey,
oh yeah,
it's toxic over there. It's either win or we slander.
Yeah, that's how it is in Philly. Whereas Indianapolis, man, they really levitate and grasp onto who you are. You know what I mean? If you're the guy in charge, they definitely they have patience and they definitely sticking by you. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, man, we all know that Philly market is up there. It's probably the worst, along with like New York.
That roster is terrible.
Big, huge.
There's nothing good on that roster. The defense isn't good. The O-line is completely injured and aged out. Like, the entire receiving core is injury prone. None of them niggas can stay on the field. They just released DeSean Jackson. Alshon Jeffrey's always injured. Bro, I don't know what someone would look at Philadelphia and be like, yeah, I'm going to go over there. Hell no.
And DeSean just announced on his Instagram today. I believe it was Instagram today that he's looking forward to his next chapter and thank Philly.
They released him.
It's already official.
They already released him.
Did they avoid that 5 point whatever? I think it was like 5.8 million they owed him.
It depends on releasing him today. It depends on the date on that, because most of those have due dates. If you drop them before then,
I don't think they owe them that much.
Yeah, and it depends on what date, because some of these guys, they're like, as long as it's before like the season starts, then you can cut it. It won't be no hit. Or if you let the season start, then cut it. Then you take this cap hit, and you got to pay them this dead salary. But I don't know. I don't know what was the structure of his contract, so I can't even tell you.
Yeah, he's it was 5.8 million in cap space by cutting him.
Mm.
So yeah, it's crazy, man. He's been in the league since 2008.
Who, DeSean?
And he's been
instant production wherever he's went to.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He was a pivotal weapon when Vic was there. Let's not forget him, Shady McCoy,
Jeremy Maclin.
Zach Ertz is on the tail end of that, but still. But even then, Zach Ertz
That's when Zach Ertz was just emerging.
Yep.
That's another piece that I like to get traded on before the new season.
Yeah, he needs to get into a winning situation, because at this point, this is what he's playing for. So
yeah, they're going to try to trade him. If not, I think he'll get cut too. Yeah. I think Philly low-key's in full rebuild mode.
Oh, for sure.
Low-key? No, it's high-key.
Yeah, probably. They're in full rebuild mode, because ain't nothing left to hold on to, bro. Like, Jenkins left, all the other guys, the big major signings left. You still got Graham, but he probably be out of there soon. But I think he signed an extension.
Fletcher Cox. That's the best thing on their team.
Yeah, that's the best thing left on that roster.
So what does it do for
him and Darius Slay? But after Darius Slay had that terrible year, last year, after Baffle,
he better off just going into comedy.
Because we've seen this happen many a times, especially when the head coach is gone. Pretty much, they just do a whole new regime, anyways.
Also, roster on. So yeah, I fired too. So.
Scary part about that is, barring injury, and I want to put this out there, barring injury.
Oh, gosh.
No, real talk. The NFC East is so bad some years that even if they were to go 6-10 last year or next year, somehow they could still wind up winning that shit. It's so fucking weird in that division. But I don't have that being the state of the NFC East next year. I actually think the Giants will get a lot better now that Daniel Jones has had a year of experience if they do right by him. Washington's obviously building something there. And Dallas has their situation going.
I just need Dallas to figure out their QB situations so I can know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of QBs on the move, man. I mean, we'll touch more on that next week, obviously. But It's a lot.
Who that with all that noise, Dale?
Facts.
Yep.
Who's in the room?
You all hear a bunch of noise?
Yeah, damn. You loud as hell, nigga.
Oh, that's Dale that came with all that noise.
There you go. That's better. Yeah.
So what y'all think this go? What you think? Like, how would this look like for Jalen, like this upcoming year?
Is this like a prove it year?
Is this like a get comfortable year?
This is, see, to me, right? Quarterbacks for the most part have about a 2 to 3 year window to show promise of what they can do. When you're flirting with him starting at the end of the season, I don't really think they're going to count this year as a Jalen year. This year coming up will be a Jalen year. And even then, if Philly goes out and spends a lot of money, brings in a veteran.
Ain't no money to spend.
Oh, they don't have a lot of money to spend?
Hell no.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, so this is going to be Jalen's year.
Well, scratch that. They might. They just opened up like 28 mil or 30 mil with the Carson trade.
Yeah, and the salary cap went up.
Don't they got like 30-something? Don't they have like 33 mil in dead money?
Yeah, I think so too. Sheesh.
Yeah,
they're done. Because the salary cap went up, but it went up from the decrease that they originally agreed on.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be 175. It went up to 180. Yeah, but it originally was, what was it, 190? It was supposed to go to 200. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there before COVID hit. Now, granted, there's a lot of factors. Depends on how many fans they allow in the stands next year. Depends on the revenue. But TV is only making so much money. We saw that this year. So I think what realistically we're looking at with these teams and they're signing these players, you probably are going to see a lot more two-year deals to be restructured after we see fans and shit come back just because the money isn't there. It's not there like it was. So we'll see.
Definitely, a lot of that. I think that's a great point you made, E. I think a lot of guys are going to be signing those 2 year, 1 year deals. Unlike the past, where guys didn't want to sign it, but now that they know that you're not going to be able to get the offer you would get prior, like to last year, they're going to take these short term deals and wait till that cap goes back up to maximize.
You know what? I think we see a lot more of too. I think we see a lot more of a trend of a franchise tag, depending on how that's affected too. Because if you can get the most that you can versus a 2 year deal off of I think we're going to see a lot of people signing the franchise tenders just to get the cash they can.
Yeah, guaranteed. The whole thing guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's a couple months till the draft. I think we'll have more of a clarity of that once the draft starts, or at least get right around combine time. To where we'll really know what we're working with here as far as
I thought they weren't doing the combine this year.
I don't know.
I thought it was just the pro days.
Okay. I don't know if they'll do the combine.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything, honestly. So
that man said I don't know, let's find out. That nigga said, I don't know.
I thought it was just they're doing pro days.
So, yeah, as of right now, the league has sent out a memo to all 32 teams back in January 18th that the combine will be a different format. The major change that there will be no in-person workouts held at the combine this year. Instead, the workouts will take place during the individual pro days on college campuses, as Christian alluded to. The league stated in this memo that they will work with the schools to encourage consistency in testing and drills across pro days to ensure all clubs have access to video from these workouts, irrespective of whether the club is represented at a particular workout, which is probably why we started to see Urban Meyer and them at these pro days, at Trevor Lawrence's pro day, so on and so forth. Not to say that there hasn't been that case before, but now, shoot, you got to get your eyes on whatever you really can, because the whole world could watch the combine. That was an event that I remember us reporting on that last year. That was an event we looked forward to. So.
Facts. You know, everybody look forward to that.
I guess what we should do is pay attention to these pro days now. But here's my question. Definitely. So, Mike, I'm gonna ask you this from what you would think from the HBCU side. Since both the MEAC and the SWAC did not play football this year, what do they do for a pro day? Well, I don't even know. Is Mike still with us?
Your mic
left on accident.
Probably so. But either way, yeah. That's something that, we can touch on that more so next week. But
yeah.
So let's kind of stay on the topic at hand here. Not Jalen, but Carson to the Colts, man. Again.
So what's our prediction? What's it looking like for the Colts next year?
I know it's gonna sound crazy, but it's the second most solid quarterback position in the AFC South, behind of course Tannehill. Because we just don't know with Jacksonville and Houston.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
We know
he went out.
Yeah, he wants out, and they don't want to let him up. But they also
just did. You hear the offer that the Panthers made?
Oh, bro, I
two first rounders and McCaffrey.
I can't. Which I'm not surprised, just due to McCaffrey's injury issues. But you're also trading a quarterback who's been injured too. So, you know.
Yeah, he's had one injury, but since that was 2 years ago, and he's been healthy since then.
No,
he's
no, I mean two injuries coming up. Remember, Deshaun has been through the meat grinder.
Yeah, he's had injuries. Like, yeah, he's been beat down, but he's played through everything. Has been healthy.
Yeah.
Outside of that ACL tear he had.
If I'm Carolina, I don't blame him for it. Because yes, Christian McCaffrey is a phenomenal talent. You can get a running back.
You can get a running back anytime.
You can get a running back.
Niggas hit on running back all the time.
All
the time. Or you can do what most of the teams do nowadays. Instead of, trying to hit on a workhorse, you get two talented backs and start a committee. And you just alternate. Niggas do that all the time. A workhorse is overrated nowadays.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Mike, you back with us?
Yeah, what happened? Yo, what's going on?
So we were just talking about the pro days, and you know how that was going to be replacing the combine. I was going to ask you, considering that the MEAC and the SWAC did not play football this year, what do you think is going to happen with HBCU side with the pro days?
I'm not thinking it's going to be the same thing where they still have their pro days, and I mean they're going to get whoever they can to come, I guess, but. I don't know, man. I mean, I think a lot of this year pandemic hurt a lot of lesser name players, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always sleepers in the draft who really make their names during their pro days or the combine.
Their senior year.
Huh?
I said their senior year, the Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl.
I mean, They did have the Senior Bowl, but I don't, a lot of people didn't get invited because they didn't have an all-star, that all-world senior year like some people do,
No, they did. Especially they did. I thought they did do the Senior Bowl this year, though.
No, I said they did, but I mean, a lot of people didn't get invited because play. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They were screwed from the beginning. Because if you're borderline, but you have an all-world senior year, you get a look.
Yeah.
Right. And then also, a lot of coaches kind of put in any sport, the main two sports, basketball and football, sometimes that narrative is where you like a Travis Etienne, right? He should have came out. Why did he stay? And ended up in that Senior Bowl, I don't want to say it's to the detriment, but just staying for your senior season in general sometimes is counted against you. Which I can see it both ways, but either way, that Senior Bowl is kind of that makeup for sometimes if your name is out there or hell, like I said, discovering that talent that didn't really get a look. Like,
yeah.
Say you go into a University of Wyoming or some shit, are an incredible O lineman. We didn't watch games like that. Not no Wyoming games. So, stuff like that happens. But
coming back those senior years can go against you sometimes. But Devontae Smith is one of those examples that show that it can help you. So
it's just a tricky thing. You can come out and ball out and go from a low first round pick to a top five pick like Devontae did, or you can stay exactly in the same spot like Travis did. Because wherever he was going to get drafted last year, he's probably getting drafted in the same spot because he didn't show anything different last year that he did this year.
So he's not going to go no lower or no higher than he did.
Yeah, no, that's a fact, man.
I think he's a better blocker and a better pass catcher, though.
ETN?
Yeah.
Yeah, a blocker for sure.
No, block. Yeah, his blocking skills are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I like the way he reads coverages and picks up the blitz and stuff. So, yeah, he's a good blocker.
Definitely. And that's something that's very vital in the league. That's a split decision stack to a Hail Mary getting completed. Complete bomb, because that corner blitz come through. It's usually on you.
You pick up that corner. You pick up that safety.
You can either come. It's either gonna you miss it and you blow your quarterback get blown up and that either turns into a fumble, or it takes advantage of that that blitz coming through and hits one of the receivers for a big play. So you see it all the time where the running back heads in the cloud and then he missed that block, and then you see the time where he do get that block and then quarterback sits in the pocket a second longer and hits for a big play.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna come out.
It is. Let's head over and just talk a little bit about all stars.
Final thing. Give me a record prediction for the Colts.
Oh shoot. I don't know all the pieces.
Can we say high or low?
We just doing off the cuff.
Let me set the scenario. Hold on.
What did they go this year?
What's it called? It is traded. They're drafting for a new QB. Deshaun Watson is trading. They're drafting for a new QB. Tannehill still with the Ravens. Not the Ravens. The Tennessee Titans. What's it called? Jags got Trevor, and what's it called? Got Wentz. So that's the situation. Do they win? And what's their record? Do they win that division? And what's their record?
Easily.
I don't think they win that division.
All right, you.
My money's still on the Titans.
Oh shit! I forgot about the Titans. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
My money's still on the Titans in that division.
I just want to let you know. They finished with the same record as the Titans last year.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Give me the Colts. Cause I think the jig is up on the. I ain't say the jig is up on the Titans, but. If you can't throw the ball, bro, you're not going to win.
But they can throw the ball.
They just choose not to.
I like that.
They can't.
We say they can't throw the ball.
They can't.
I just think their defense is so suspect. And
that too,
that's really their downfall.
It's been proven. When they got to run the game, it's not going. They can't do shit, bro.
I was just about to say that both of their playoff losses have come to the run game being stifled. And nothing coming from the pass game. Derrick Henry and the whole offense.
That's fair. That's a fair point. I just, I saw that game that Derrick Henry had. I think he had like 60 or something yards, and Tannehill was just on with A.J. Brown and what's the other one?
Corey Davis.
And he was just on. He had they scored 40 something points in order to win. So they can't. Don't get me wrong. They can't do it consistently. If King Henry ain't eating, the whole team is gonna be some shit.
If King Henry ain't eating, they ain't competing.
That's a fact.
Money line.
I can see them winning it, but damn, like when you said that they had the same record last year, that already kind of pushed my argument back. Not really argument, just my case back, but hell. And then, again, we're talking about the chemistry between Carson Wentz and Wentz, yeah. I mean, damn. Yeah, and Indianapolis' defense does slap. So, yeah, I'm going to go with it.
I got them.
Oh, go ahead, Christian.
What I was saying, I got Indy going 12-4 if healthy.
Same
next year.
If healthy, okay. yeah, that as well. That as well.
I got that 12-4, 11-5, them winning the division with that. I think the Titans definitely regress. That defense is trash. So, I mean, if they can get, like, you know, a stud in on D-line to cause some pressure, because that D-line don't do nothing.
That's Mike Vrabel out there, right?
Yeah, that's Vrabel out there.
Yeah. I mean, so, shit, man, Mike Vrabel is definitely proving that he's a player's coach. So, if there's one thing I know that he'll probably be able to attract is some pieces to fix up that defense.
He signed Clowney, but Clowney got injured and did absolutely nothing.
Right. But, I mean, shoot, we got to think about it. What's the cause possibly on the block from the Patriots? Stephon Gilmore's possibly on the block.
The D-line is what needs work, not the corners. Right. I mean, the corners ain't all that good. They still got Malcolm and Dorian Jackson need a change of scenery.
That nigga been hurt. Yeah. He was hurt all year.
Yeah. But he's been healthy. I've never liked the
Dorian. J.J. Watt is out there.
He's not going to division. I don't think.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think he's gonna want to go to the next, like the closest us to contending for a championship.
Yeah, I think he's tired of losing. That boy wants a ring.
Exactly.
Yeah. He gonna go where it fits for him to get a championship.
That's true. Yeah. So I think, or Jeff, what you got? Or not Jeff? Z, what you got?
What for the Colts? My Colts prediction.
Yeah, do you think they'll win the division? And what's the record?
It all depends. Like if Frank Reich can resurrect Carson Wentz and make him look, you know, just decent. I don't need 2017. I just need you to be a decent quarterback, man. Just get us home. Yeah. Just be a game manager. All I need from you is 30 touchdowns. I'll give you 10 picks.
Nigga, that ain't no game manager. Let's go with
3. 30 touchdowns isn't a game manager?
Maybe right, not. Well, how about this? This the league.
Yeah, so nobody say nowadays. Yeah. That damn near.
Now, back in the day, when we first started watching football, yeah, 30 touchdowns was you was the man. But
more the way you talk, but you're when you're watching football when they went wearing leather helmets. The way you talk.
But in 2000, like if you had 30 touchdowns, you might have led the league or been at least top 5.
Yeah, nigga, that was 21 years ago, fam.
Yeah.
That ain't back in the day, my brother?
That sound wild, don't it?
It's crazy that the Ravens defense is 21 years ago, bro. We watched that shit in real time.
Very true. But anyways, like, if Carson Wentz can just give me 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, I think, you know, keep the picks under 15. I think they can win the division and contend, but that's if Carson Wentz can go in that room and look at himself in the mirror and say, hey man, 2017 ain't here no more. Or 2017 was a long time ago. I need to do the things necessary for us to win. I need to be more like Brady and less like Wentz. Okay, because I don't need to be a hero and on every right play. After, I don't right need after to he hold the that, ball.
And right after he say that, he gonna say, what? "Just be yourself."
No, but I mean, I'm serious though. You don't need to be a hero on every play. You don't need to throw the long ball. You need to.
That's it. That's the big one right there.
If you see the rush coming and you don't see anybody, throw the ball in the dirt. Don't hold on to the ball.
That's the biggest key that nigga need to learn.
You got an offensive line. You probably got one of the best offensive lines in the league going to Indianapolis. So
great O-line.
Just all you need to do is throw it to T-Y's there. Throw it to, if they get T-Y back. You know,
yeah, he's a free agent.
To Marlon Mack and hand it off to
Mack is a free agent too, and he tore his Achilles, so he's probably not coming back.
Marlon Mack out of there.
They got Hines and Jonathan Taylor, which is and Jonathan two really Taylor nice back.
And Jonathan Taylor ended the season on a tear.
Yeah,
he started off slow too.
Yeah,
started out hella slow.
He was in a committee. It was him, Marlon Mack, and Naheem all getting the workload, and then. Marlon got injured, and then they moved Naheem to more of a scat back
this year too, right?
Yeah, T.Y.'s a free agent too.
I don't know who they can get off the.
But the receiver market is
how it's hot. I would be able to find somebody.
Allen, a nice little piece. Allen Robinson, yeah, another great piece. Kenny Galladay out there.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you don't need to be spectacular. You don't need to throw the ball. You don't need 50 touchdowns this season. You don't need all of that. Just maintain. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to drive the boat, playboy. Just maintain. Just relax. You got a hellacious defense. You don't have to worry about shit. You don't have to worry about, oh, damn. So as long as you don't turn it over and you keep going, forward and not back, Gucci. All you need to do is put about 20 points per game on the scoreboard. Your defense might put 7 up on them damn stuff. Special teams might put 7 up on them damn stuff. You never know. But, all you got to do is maintain. But personally, what I think of Carson Wentz, I wouldn't have traded bag of fun-sized peanut M&M's or plain even M&M's for that sorry bastard, okay? He is trash. Pure butt, okay? When you don't want to listen to your coach and you get your coach fired, I'm not trading shit for you, okay? I wouldn't take you if you was a free agent. I wouldn't take you for belly button lint, okay? I wouldn't trade you for shit, okay?
I don't want you to say a free agent. That's the one that got me, dog.
I don't care. We
acknowledge your disdain for Carson. I'm just saying that the variables of that balling year he had, those variables are now there in Indy.
That's fair.
The good old line, the good skill positions, those are now there in Indy. And the same coach, all those pieces are back. So maybe he can replicate
that. Do not repeat after me. I want Carson Wentz every day to wake up. I do not need to be the hero.
That's a fact.
Oh, fact.
I do not need to be the hero. That's the theme for Carson Wentz this season. I do not need to be the hero. I just need to maintain.
He actually got weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Christian, if he just maintains, they'll go 12-4.
Thanks.
Agreed.
Because I mean with the skeleton of Philip Rivers. I ain't even gonna call that Philip Rivers. With the skeleton of Philip Rivers, they went 11-5 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So all you gotta do is be submit and maintain. That's it.
Mid and maintain. That's the motto.
Mid and maintain is crazy.
Mid and maintain.
That's real. Well, shoot, man. Let's talk about the association real quick, man.
Yes, sir.
They announced the All-Star starters this year. And, of course, with the announcement of All-Star starters, there's always some kind of controversy. So y'all want to talk about, let me list them first, and then we'll get into the controversy.
They screw this man. They screw the same man over every year.
Every year. Are you gonna touch the other conference?
No, we can just list the starters real quick. In the East, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal in the backcourt. So congrats to Brad Beal.
I'm glad they got.
Is this his first time?
Right.
His first time
starting. Man. First time starting.
Yeah, first He's time starting. He didn't make it last year. He got snubbed last year.
Bradley Beal's made it before. Okay.
Last year, right? Or he made it. He missed it last year, right?
He got snubbed last year.
Yeah, he got snubbed last year.
Three-time All-Star, 18, 19, and 21. So, yeah, he missed last year. All
right.
Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid. I have no argument there.
At all. I'm cool with that whole lineup.
The only thing I would say, if I could pick one, I probably would substitute Kyrie Irving for Jaylen Brown. But that's just
Stop me. It.
No.
Kyrie's been on a tear, bro.
Jaylen not getting in over Tatum.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. I'm not putting JB over JT. Hell no. So if any one of those Celtics getting in, it's JT first.
Hear me out. While I hear y'all, JT is their actual small forward. So I had to think about, he's not getting in over KD. But as far as a guard, Man is averaging 26, 5, and 4.
And what's Kyrie averaging?
Who's averaging? He hasn't missed as many games as Kyrie. And as JT,
Who's averaging? Kyrie's 26? Averaging 27, well, really 28, 4, and 5. So, I mean, it's about the same. But
who's like, averaging 26?
Jaylen Brown.
He averaging 26?
Yes.
And
how much is Tatum averaging?
27 or 28. Some crazy shit.
Jason Tatum is averaging this year 25.8. So 26, right along with him. 7 and 4, 7 and 5. Yeah. Right along with him. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if anybody, and it's just because Kyrie missed that time.
Not enough time for JB to get in. Sorry.
Okay.
But I will say, isn't Kyrie part of the 50-40-90 right now?
Yeah.
Is it? Really? Yeah.
As of right now.
Yeah, but Kyrie has missed like 10 games, man. Like that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. He's played 21 games to Jaylen Brown's 26 and to Jason Tatum's 23. So, yeah, I mean, all right. Sure. Yeah, like I said, if I had any kind of argument, it just would be for Jaylen Brown. So I've gotten it, but I understand the Kyrie. Because, I mean, I wasn't snubbing Beal this year. But either way, let's get to
the... the whole league voted Beal in just off the strength.
Off the strength of him getting signed last year. The disrespect.
They had to.
He is leading the league in scoring, though.
Yeah, he's what, 32
again. Yeah, but do they have ten wins yet?
On the chair.
Do they have 10 wins yet?
I doubt it.
They need to trade him.
We'll get into that next week. The Wizards have
I believe they're 9-18 or some shit, right?
9-17. Yeah. Ew. So let's get into the West. The West is Kawhi Leonard, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, and here is where we get to the interesting part of the conversation. Luka Doncic. And now, okay, let's put in context here. What they say, Mike, totality.
They signed my nigga totality.
Let's get into the totality of it. I understand what the NBA's agenda was with Luka this year. I'm not saying Luka's not a fabulous ball player, but we know that it was his MVP to lose, and he's lost it.
You're not wrong.
Preseason.
Let's be honest. Luka this year is putting up 29-8-9. Incredible numbers.
Very true.
Incredible numbers. He's pretty much putting up a 30-point triple-double. But here's where it gets tricky. Let's talk about who we all know, Damian Lillard. Now, Dame Lillard, because I don't want to hear no excuses, Dame Lillard is averaging 29.8, 4.4, and 7.7. So basically 29 to 8 assists. Here's the issue that I have with this, and I'm sure y'all had the same issue. Make sure I got the standings correctly because I want to, you know, just get everything going. The Dallas Mavericks are in 10th place. They have their whole team playing. The Trailblazers are asking for a collection plate from the local church to play along. They got Carmelo back wearing braids. CJ is gone.
No, they're working. No. You said that wrong. They're working an old man named Carmelo.
Yeah, they giving are, they you all he got. An old man named Carmelo. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw Lindsey Hunter coming off the bench. Terry Porter was
Hey, yo, chill out.
Not Lindsey Hunter. Like, I think he's still in the league.
Nurkic's hurt.
Rasheed Wallace. They got Rasheed Wallace starting at power forward for him.
They got Gerald Wallace coming off the bench.
And Bonzi Wells.
And Bonzi Wells. As a matter of fact, I think I saw Ruben Patterson warming up yesterday. The point is.
Yo.
You said Rudy Fernandez too?
Yo, Rudy Fernandez, hey, yo, buckets, straight buckets and dunks. But no, the point is the
Blazers. They found Brandon Roy knees and put him on the team too.
The point is the Blazers are in fourth place in the West.
While missing Zach Collins, CJ McCollum, and
Nurkic.
And Nurkic, yes, who are three pivotal pieces.
Three starters.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I understand agendas. I do. And I know also that Luka has a large worldwide base who votes him in. I get how all-star voting works. It's kind of similar. I don't, not that he's injury prone, but this the voting wise is similar to what we used to see with Yao Ming. Luka's an international star. I get it. But come on, cut the cap. Like, cut the cap. Damian Lillard clearly should be starting. He should be. I'm not saying Luka don't got the numbers for it, but if I'm wrong on that, y'all, let me know.
Nah, they completely flopped on that, bro. Like, if you watch the play, Luka has not been playing up to par. They've lost to a lot of terrible teams. They've blown leads. They have not looked good at all this year. While Dame undermanned has been torching.
Jeff, I think you said that wrong.
What'd I say?
You said they lost to terrible teams. No, they are a terrible team.
Well, on roster and off of last year's performance, you know, we thought highly of them. We thought they were a really good roster. And they are very
Isn't Porzingis averaging like 20 and 10 or no?
I think so. He's not playing all that well either. The 3 to 4 games I watched him play, he looked like he's playing with training wheels on, like he's afraid to go all out.
He's way too injury prone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. He doesn't look good. Luka don't look good. He's getting the numbers, but it's not looking as impactful as last year. Just last week he missed a wide open game winner, and it blew like a 18 point lead in the second half to I forgot who it was. I think it was Denver. And like Denver's not even playing well either. And you let these niggas come back and wax you like, it just doesn't look good, bro. Like, they don't look good. Luka don't look good. The team as a whole don't look good. And while Dame is sitting here cooking guys, game winners after game winners, just giving the whole league the business. And the player rank and the media rank both had him over Luka. But, you know, this is a fan game. And the fan vote was a tiebreaker. And ended up putting what's to call it over. But I mean, I think it's terrible. I think it should have never happened. But at the end of the day, the fans pick what they want.
Yeah,
that's what they wanted. As long as the media and the players knew who was the better nigga, that gives me peace of mind.
Yeah. You know, we can just take a round robin. How y'all feeling about this?
I think the list is pretty decent. Take Luka out and put Dame in, and I don't really see any too many problems.
Oh no, outside of the Dame move, I agree with the list 100%. I think everything is perfectly accurate. I just had a problem with Luka starting over Dame. That's it. Outside of that, I think it's perfect.
But can we get to our West reserves though? This is going to get real fun.
That's going to be announced on Tuesday. That's going to be announced on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's going to be real big.
That's going to be announced on Tuesday. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
So the question is, who y'all think is getting snubbed? Because there's only 7 spots.
It's 7 spots.
It's 12. It's a 12 roster, mom.
It's only 7 more spots.
I thought it's 15.
No, I don't think it's that deep. 12. Hell no.
No, it's 12. It's always been 12. No, it's 12 top 24 spots. Players. Okay. Yeah.
I remember when they expanded it when they had D Wade, when they honored D Wade and Dirk with their last one. And then they
That was an honor.
On the East Side.
That was a lifetime achievement award.
And Dirk, yeah.
No, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Who do I think is getting
7
snubbed?
Spots left. Who is getting snubbed? Give me one name from the West and the East.
Okay.
from the West. We'll start with from the West, trying to think. I don't think there's any snubs that I'm aware of.
Let me add a little context to it. Like maybe it might not be snub, but it could be one of those fully loaded conferences where he has an all-star worthy year, but he's not gonna make it because not enough spots to make it. So either one. Either he's getting snub or he's not gonna be able to get that spot just because there's too much niggas. I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Domantas Sabonis.
No, that ain't gonna happen. Okay. That ain't gonna happen.
He's getting in this year. Hell no.
He's getting in this year. He's fucking getting no. Okay, he's cool. Too good. He's been playing too well.
Listen to what I'm saying. Ben still hasn't been mentioned. Jaylen Brown.
But Ben plays Jason point Taylor. Guard.
Huh?
Ben plays point guard.
Ben may not fucking make it.
That might be true.
Ben's gonna get in. Stop the cap. Ben's gonna get in.
I think he should, but you know.
What Quavo said?
They're not leaving him off.
Siakam for the
I think Harden gets the snub.
No way.
Yo, can we get
no,
that
well,
no, 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 no. Watch this.
He might not be wrong.
Because of the Houston shit, they might take that
I don't
again.
Care I'm what Houston saying.
Cause no. Listen.
I don't care if he got caught at the strip club with strippers, bro. He's making it.
Hold on. Let me look at what Harden's. No, hell no. There's no way Harden gets not. Hell no. I just look. No.
Dude. Exactly, nigga. He's averaging 54 and 92,
bro. Z, he averaging 24 and 11 and 7. Hell no.
And
there's no way.
40, he's, no. And he's 50-40-90.
Yeah, no. You know, he turned. Yeah.
Yeah, let me retract my last statement.
He's the assist leader, bro. He's been cooking the league.
No. Cooking. Let's go back.
Off the bench.
And you was ready to side with that too.
I what? Because you know what it is, bro. Tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, hold on. Did Zach LaVine make it?
Absolutely, Zach
LaVine. I was shocked. No, he's not. I had to go double check because you was like,
Zach LaVine's going to make it. The narrative
you said Harden's averaging a 50-40. I was like, Harden.
He's not
both of them, bro.
Pack is the last man.
He's averaging a 50-40-90, bro.
Bro, I told you, bro.
Wild.
You thought I was lying,
Mr. Inefficient. These are career high numbers.
You thought I was lying?
I just couldn't believe it because it's
obviously Harden. He's gonna average 50-40-90. He's on the team with KD and fucking Kyrie.
Bro, Kyrie is too,
but
bro.
Remember, he was on the team with Westbrook and KD. This is the highest he shot from the free throw. This is the highest he shot from the field goal.
When he was with KD,
three.
He wasn't James
in his
Harden.
Career.
Hold on now. He wasn't with James
he was
Harden
still getting
yet.
Good open looks. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. But he wasn't, you know, fully developed as
this level
and
of efficiency. It's just the efficiency that's going on right now. It's crazy. 24 and 12 with a 50-40-90. Nah, that boy's tying up.
Nah. We retracted it. We retracted it.
I'm going to tell you. You know who ain't going to get in? Earl, who had a good chance to get in there, who I feel who? Like would have been left out, though?
Who?
Christian Wood.
What is Christian Wood putting up?
But Christian he's not. He's out. He's missing time. He's not going to make it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to make it.
He got a knee injury.
Hey, E, I got another one for you. You know what? I got y'all know who's going to be the one that don't make it, who probably should make it. Jeremy Grant.
Oh, yes. Back. He should.
That's gonna be
oh,
one.
Yeah, see.
Hey, nah, Mike. Hope, I'm looking at Christian Wood, bro. That, bro.
He was going
that
crazy.
Man averaging 22 and 10. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be an all-star this year.
Julius Randle's going to be an all-star.
Yeah, Julius Randle.
Randle's for sure getting a spot.
He's definitely an all-star.
In New York? Yeah. Come on.
Definitely a
in
spot.
In New York City. That's
Julius Randle an all-star this year?
He should be.
He hasn't been announced yet, but he will be. He will be.
Julius Randle averaged more points than AD. More rebounds. More rebounds than... Who was it that I saw? More rebounds. I think Giannis and a better three point percentage than Dame.
Interesting. Let me look. Okay, if we talking numbers, who's probably going to get snubbed? Chris Middleton. He's averaging 26 and 6. And he was all star last year. The last 2 years, matter of fact.
Yeah. He was the 49 guy last year.
He averages 26 this year?
No, he's averaging 26 and 6.
What I say, he averages 26?
Yeah, 26. What's his
20 points a game, six rebounds, 6 assists.
I think he was on the 50-40-90 club too.
Last year he was 50-40-90.
I'm talking about this year. What's those numbers looking like?
Hold on. He is averaging 90 from the free throw for sure.
Mm-hmm.
50 free goal percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And his 3-point percent. He's a 50-40-90.
Wow, back to back years. And he upped the.
He's at 43%. He's averaging. He just missed it last year. He was at 497 for field goal.
So he improved this year.
Oh, 497.
So for this year, he's at 506, 433 at the 3-point. And then he dropped a little bit in the free throw to 905 versus 916 last year. So,
He could make it again this year. He'll make it.
I'm just looking at what else is out there. I think they picked Zach LaVine over him.
Especially being in Chicago too.
Yeah, bro. He got tried last year.
Yeah.
And then
for the West. Hold on. Okay. Now you said an actual snub, right?
Yeah, a snub. And if you can't find a snub, then someone who's having an all-star year, but because there's no one you should have made it over. He's not gonna make it because there's not enough spots for him.
So let me make sure because I'm splitting hairs if I really think about it here. Okay. Anthony Davis possibly.
You know what's crazy, bro? He's having a down year, averaging 22 and 10.
Yes, I know. That's the scary, but I think he may get snubbed. And
he gonna make it. Lakers fan.
He's not playing. That spot's gonna be replaced anyways. He's not playing.
But he's not playing.
I gonna make it.
Well, okay. Let's either.
You know what though? They might give it to him and then. Ew.
No, we've seen. I've got Rudy Gobert taking his place, and we've seen Wilder.
Rudy might take his spot.
No, remember, we've seen all-star games where Roy Hibbert has played. Let's not act like this is not
who had the same average as
DeAndre
Kwame
Jordan.
Brown.
Yes.
DeAndre Jordan, too, is another guy who, they get the rebound, but they did nothing else,
Yes. But right now, Rudy is averaging 14 and 13.
For DeAndre numbers. And he made it. So,
yeah, but DeAndre used to lead the league in rebounds and blocks.
I mean, 14 rebounds. That's pretty high up there.
Rudy Gobert, he's some ass.
He's a good. Anybody else got any snubs?
I do not like Rudy Gobert.
De'Aaron Fox maybe.
No, he won't be a snub. It's like, who we gonna put him over?
Like, he's having a nice year. That's what I'm saying. I think he's having a nice year. Just like, you don't really go, you wouldn't be over anybody.
Yeah, because Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray.
Shai Gilchrist is having a good year as well. But I don't think you can put him over anybody.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who's going in this year. If he went last year, he damn sure going this year. Chris Paul going back.
I thought he was.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul going back.
Yeah, that boy upped his assist back again. He back to 8.2. He's 17-8 now.
I'm looking at this mock.
Yeah.
It doesn't have Chris Paul on it, but you got to tell me who Chris Paul's replacing. The mock is...
you got a mock? Yeah, cool. What's the mock you got?
Say it again.
Damian Lillard, D-Book, Paul George, Zion, Donovan Mitchell, Ja Morant, and Rudy Gobert.
I need to take George off. He's missed too much time.
Paul George ain't missed what?
No, Paul George didn't miss too much time.
Paul George is an MVP talk.
Just went out.
He's missed too much time for me. Had he missed like 10 games already?
Hell no. Ain't no way. Let me see.
He only missed 6 games.
Only 6?
Well, he's played 20 games. He's played 20 games. Kyrie played 21. And he was a starter.
All right, then never mind.
And that boy Paul George.
I really thought he missed like 10 games, for real.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this here. If there's assists, Zion definitely makes it.
Ooh, Paul George. Just to add it also in there, Paul George averaging a 50-40-92. Damn, this thing becoming more frequent than usual.
Zion
makes it.
He is shooting 47% from three, and he takes 8 threes a game.
Who? Yee!
PG.
Bro, 47% listen, bro. From three.
Stop playing with that man. Stop playing with that man. Stop playing.
And you taking that much threes. It's not like he's taking 4 threes.
Yes.
That's a high value.
Them is Clay numbers. Wow. Yes. That is insane.
If his numbers, if his assists were a little higher, I would vouch for John Wall.
Yes, I would too.
What's his number?
I would too.
20 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then where?
Yeah, I need old John Wall of
31 and 31 minutes a game.
Yeah. So where would you put him though? Do you put him over?
No. I'm saying I would make an argument for him.
Okay.
Chris Paul averaging again?
I don't know, but Chris Paul played Benny Mac.
Oh, it might.
I watched like 5 or 6 games of the Suns play, and he's been holding them afloat.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, Mike.
His character also will get him in there, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. That nigga was
Chris Paul's averaging 17-8. 90% shooting from the free throw. 36 from the three and 48 from the field. But the play, bro, watching him, bro,
if you watched him this season, because I've watched
it. It looks better than what the numbers actually look like.
Hey, bro, I've watched 8 Suns games, bro.
They're fun to watch.
And remember what I said. I told y'all they would be a top 4 seed. Y'all laughed at me.
I'm still laughing at you, nigga.
Okay, but you laugh at me and I'm right.
I don't recall laughing because I was a fan of them boys. But,
yeah, I don't either, but since he said it, I'm
left. I put Chris Paul over Ja. That's the only thing I have with this mock. I think that's the only. So I think Ja.
Ja's in there?
CP. Yeah, Ja. They got Ja in here in the mock. They got Ja and Rudy. Oh. They got AD missing it.
I don't see how Ja can get in there, and Memphis isn't even in the top 10, right?
I don't think so, to be honest. Where is Memphis ranked?
No, they're ninth place. Oh well, I can't give you all star if your team's not in playoff contention, bro. I mean, unless you got crazy numbers.
Yeah, saying, his numbers aren't like that.
But he's leading the league in scoring. He's just on a
So there's an exception. If your numbers are crazy, then you know we can overlook the bad team play.
You gotta be just gotta be like fucking incredible. Jeez.
Fair.
Like
averaging 18-8. Yeah, higher assists and points and points than Chris.
But what's called it? They still missing Jaren Jackson though.
Jaren Jackson is still missing. Yeah.
Has he played this season? Because I don't remember.
No. He hasn't played this season. He hasn't played. He had a partial ACL tear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe he got hurt in the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I forgot. He got hurt late too. So
yeah, he got hurt towards the back end of that. Yeah, true.
Late, he got hurt right before the play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he got hurt during the play-in, or was it before?
No,
it
was
before the play-in game. Yeah, it was before. Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember now. Yeah, true. So
right before.
So they got AD not making it, Chris Paul not making it. I think that's the only possible snubs I see here in this mock. Yeah, and
been a weird year for AD. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, he's been injured, and he's probably going to miss the outside game regardless if he gets picked anyways.
Yeah.
And for the East, the reserves they got in this mock is Julius Randle, of course, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Sabonis, Jaylen Brown, Trae Young, Jason Tatum.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. So who do you think is missing that?
Say it one more time.
Julius Randle, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Sabonis, Jaylen Brown, Trae Young, and Jason Tatum.
I don't like Sabonis.
Who would you put?
Why don't you like Sabonis?
What's it called? Is not in here. Ben Simmons not in here either. Jimmy Butler's not making it. Jimmy missed way too much time.
I don't think Sabonis. If I'm splitting hairs, Sabonis doesn't make it over Ben Simmons.
Nah, you crazy. I'm going with Sabonis.
Yeah.
I understand, I wouldn't be mad either way. Listen to what I'm saying. I understand that we would as basketball fans. But if we talking, you know,
totality.
Say the word, bro.
If
we talking totality of what goes on in the NBA, not one of your faces putting up what he put up last year, not making it, that's just not going to happen.
I like Sabonis, man.
I really like Sabonis. Let me hear the list again. Let me hear the list one more time.
Yeah, I got you. Julius Randle, James Harden, Zach LaVine, DeMonte Sabonis, Jaylen Brown, Trae Young, Jason Tatum.
They're going to fuck around and split them Boston kids up. I know it. I know they are.
That's
JB got snubbed last year. He's averaging 26.
To get Ben, they're going to split them Boston kids up.
And we know JT's
fucked
up. He's the NBA's kid. You know, he's part of the future. He's definitely a lock. You better not see him on JB, and he's averaging more.
They better not, bro. And I had the motherfucker starting, but, you know, politics,
bro. Politics, you know, he ain't big enough for him to start. He don't have that name for JB to start. Because that's all fan voting. So, I'm not going to knock that. But JB got to be in that fucking All-Star game.
He has to be.
That would be beyond fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
26-5-6? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I 100% agree, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Last year's Bradley Beal.
It would be disgusting.
But
we seen it happen. Bradley was averaging, 29
last year? Yep.
Close to 30.
I think it was 30.
He was averaging 30.
And he got snubbed. So... the league has shown that it is possible.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, you know, we can delve more about this later.
Someone's going to take that.
Especially, I guess we can wait until after the reserves are announced to record.
And then we'll go through from there. But, you know, fans, just wanted to give y'all a little something, you know, to hold you over.
Get a few opinions on what's going on out there. Y'all love to hear what we got to say and we got to say it. So, if anybody else has anything, you know, by all means.
Let's talk about tonight, man. We had two career nights tonight in the NBA.
Oh, let's talk about Anthony Edwards catching a body.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, look. Anthony Edwards, that was a first round, a number one pick dunk right there.
He caught a body tonight?
Last game, Friday night, yeah.
Drop it in the chat, bro.
Somebody already dropped it in the chat, didn't they? Oh, what's that?
I dropped it in the chat.
Yeah, I knew somebody did. Yeah, Christian did.
Today?
Yeah.
Oscar. Okay, let me see.
Oh, damn.
Oh my, googly moogly. Damn. Yo. Hey, this nigga
Mike's
stupid.
Bro, and then,
but no. Hey, Canada going to war for us, bro. That was an international incident.
Who was this idiot?
Yeah. I don't even know who it was. That's the thing. Yeah,
what, nah, bro, y'all know. Bro, remember when he got drafted, and we was like, oh, "Yeah, he got his NBA body already." Bro,
he's definitely slimmed down.
He's frog splash, bro.
Yes.
He made that with that shooting star. Like,
I ain't gonna cap, though. I love that nigga personality, dog.
Nigga is so chill, laid back.
He's a kid. Like, he is that hood nigga. He's funny as hell, bro.
Bro.
He's like a, what's the best way to put it? He's like a mature Amigos. Kid.
Mature kid. I like that. No, because I get what you're saying. Like, he's fun loving and
very carefree.
Yeah. Carefree, but very carefree. Mature and, you know, handles
innocent,
himself.
And well. So innocent, bro. So innocent.
Yeah, but he handles himself crazy. Well, too. And I like that.
Yeah, you know? He does. He really does. And I think, especially if he gets more playing time and stuff like that. You know, he could be one of them players that them kids love, man. He relatable as hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Although he's stuck in Minnesota.
Bro. Fucking purgatory.
But y'all see what I just put in the group, man?
Nah, this is not, like, this is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Bro. Hey, again, bro, like, no bull, like, just talking athletically. Look at son. Like, look at the way
his physique is crazy for a rookie.
For a rookie, that is insane, bro.
He got that eighth year in the league.
But he a Georgia boy. That's, you know, that's how they built.
And he's been like that since high school, because I used to watch him in high school. He's been that stocky. Like, this ain't nothing new. He didn't just like, okay, I've been in the gym over the summer. Like, he was like this in whole high school.
You can tell that's
one of those naturally like. Yeah, he's one of those kids, bro. Like, just naturally, he got that naturally muscular, bro. As a jit, like, they're walking into school eating a fruit. Big as hell.
Yeah. One of them kids would be eating cashews and shit all day.
Chilling. Stocky as hell.
Nigga grew up eating grits and shit. That's how you get killed, bro. That's old country Georgia ass, boy.
Yeah. Boy used to hit hella sugar cane back in the day and stuff, man.
I mean it though. Mm-hmm. Pull it out the ground with your hand. Don't even use the machete.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, he breaking that bit with his quad. You know when you snap it across your leg. Sure.
like motherfucker, like Bo Jackson and shit, just snatching the motherfucker out of the ground.
Hey, listen, bro. Listen, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, man, but that's insane, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But bro, yeah, that's, man, that's really what the year.
What other career night happened tonight, bro?
Joel
Embiid, 50 bones. Yeah.
50 piece.
No, get it right. A 50 piece McNugget.
Oh yeah, that's spicy.
50 and 17.
Spicy.
And then Jamal Murray had a little 50 piece himself on 21 of 24 shooting.
Yeah, but Jamal Murray, that's regular for him.
No,
21 to 24 shooting.
Not if it's a career high. How can that career high be regular for somebody?
I mean, he had a 40 bone in the playoffs.
We're talking about 50.
Get suspended.
That's true.
Then has to get suspended.
Who?
21 of 24.
21 of 25.
Yes. 25 on the field.
21. Boys, y'all gotta grasp that. 21 of 25.
Dropping 50. What else should
they got to be some
too.
Disciplinary action.
That boy shot 84% from the field.
God damn.
50 action from the league, bro.
84.
Getting a 50 piece that efficient?
No.
4 shots out of 25. He didn't shoot a single free throw and got a 50 piece.
He didn't shoot a single
free throw. Not one free throw.
Nope, no free throw.
He didn't shoot a single free throw.
Yo, wow.
He gave that's you insane. 50 piece off straight buckets.
That's insane.
No free throws, nigga. This is
Yeah, bro, we'd have to fight. We would have to fight.
Yeah, the fight, nah. Everybody, they taking the team bus back to the
No. As in, if I'm my teammate, I got to fight whoever's guarding him. Fan, don't embarrass us like that, all right? Don't do that. It's national TV.
He had one turnover. It's not like he was sloppy with it either. This nigga literally played like the perfect game.
Nah, yeah, this is nuts. This is nuts. Yeah, bro. That's crazy. Hey, let me ask y'all this. Now that we kind of a quarter way through the season, how have y'all liked the way that players are playing now versus when they were in the bubble? There's still and some fans in stands.
Well, Murray was my fraud. He was my fraud of the bubble, but you know he shut me up before I could announce it.
He was your fraud and not
fraud of the bubble, but he was one of those guys that that hasn't shown what he was showing in the bubble.
From the bubble,
T.J. Warren, but T.J. Warren hasn't played all year. He was injured from the bubble too. He's one of the guys that got injured in the bubble and hasn't come back. So, I didn't see that splash that I was getting from last year from him. A couple of the games I did see him play, he just wasn't looking.
You
the
saw
same.
It tonight.
Hey, I didn't see it, but I'm about to go see. I'm about to pull up that little 10-minute hoop video and watch that whole highlight. Mm-hmm. I need that whole every bucket.
Hey man, two things. One, Kellen Winslow Jr. Accepted the 14-year sentence.
Ooh, I thought he was already in jail.
Oh, that's a walk.
So he 14 years. Two, Naomi Osaka played tonight at 3 a.m.
Oh, she played. Oh, that is
the game. Y'all already know what time it is.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Y'all already know what time it is.
You already know what time it is. What do you think about Naomi? Kid. She plays
Naomi Osaka for 3:30 a.m.
Oh, no, hell no. We'll catch that update in the morning.
with your homegirl?
Nah, no, hell no. 3:30? Nah. I would have two, maybe. Three? Hell no.
He said the DVR. Yeah,
that match is going to be on until about 4:15.
Yeah, no. Hey, no chance.
Hey, Jeff, let him know. The DVR going to say what's up, though.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what, though? Hey, listen, man. Listen, because we talked a lot about Mahomes versus Brady. Mahomes versus Brady. And we did not talk about Serena versus Naomi. So let's talk about it real quick before we get out of here.
Naomi has a I want to start with
respect. You know, Serena is one of the greatest tennis players that ever played a game.
The greatest.
She's up there for you know, in the GOAT conversation of all-time athletes. You know you got to lead with love before you hit them with that thrax.
Time is up.
Osaka
said, it's my time.
And here's the thing, bro, because Mike, we were watching that live, right?
Yeah.
Bro, and it was crazy watching it.
I watched the thing.
Oh, but yeah, so when you watch it in the beginning, I ain't gonna lie, I seen it. Osaka, the stage was big. She playing against her idol. She was nervous. She caught that stride.
2-0.
Yeah. 2-0. Yeah. She couldn't keep up. She's 2-0 against her.
Went for 7 straight points.
Yeah. And it shows that 2018 wasn't a fluke. 2018 was definitely not a fluke.
Y'all joined during this bullshit.
Nigga, go back to sleep.
Hey, y'all boys have a blessed night, man. I'm out.
All right, man. With all that said,
let's wrap this up, bro. Big shout out to Naomi, man. Shout out on the victory,
the whole thing, man.
Appreciate you. You did a great thing on conquering the GOAT, and you know now is your time. Keep shining on, girl.
You know what I'm saying,
hey man, y'all
know what they call a young,
like
GOAT,
Drake
right?
said. You know, your idols become your rivals, man.
Facts, man.
Y'all know what they call
Ross
a young
said
GOAT,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
That wasn't Drake.
Yeah.
No, that was Ross.
You sure that's not Drake?
That was Rossdale. It's cool.
Oh, my bad. Y'all know what Ross said.
Don't draw attention.
Y'all know that nigga was not sad.
I guess I was inside for that one, Mike. I ain't gonna lie to you. In the middle of the house for that shit. Damn.
All right, let's talk about
it
before Nard coming with another take.
Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. You know, we'll be back next week. We out.
Peace.
Peace.
I mean, he didn't really come to really tell you, you know, why he played, you know, why he plays this at this point in the music, or, you know, just, it's sort of automatic.